Do not judge a book by its cover. I used to believe everyone in the world is kind. What happened in the final exam at the end of last term, however, changed my view. Now I would rather believe what I see is not necessarily what I get. When I was sitting the final exam last term, a boy was seated on my left in the test room. The first time we met, he asked, "Girl, which subject is your forte?" I answered, "None. My grades are more or less balanced. I don't have a very shiny subject." So careless was the boy that I found he had chatted with almost all the other test takers in the room. "This guy must intend to cheat," I decided. I should keep my distance. In every test, the boy would pester the student in front for answers. So shifty was he that he was almost caught in the act by the invigilators. During one exam, he borrowed my eraser, smiling beguilingly at me. I shot a glance over and found he was a little handsome, and his manners were gentle. "Maybe he's not what I thought," I said to myself. "I might have got him wrong." After that, I chatted with him a bit during breaks. Something disastrous happened in the last test. It was biology. When I was through with all the questions, 30 minutes remained. Setting aside my answer sheet, I started to double-check all the questions one by one. So absorbed was I in it that I didn't become aware that the boy on my left was sneaking looks at my answer sheet. All of a sudden, I felt my answer sheet grabbed away, as well as the boy's. I tilted my head, only to find one of the invigilators glaring. Oh my God! Instantly, I realized what had been going on. The teacher went away with both of our answer sheets. The boy was nonchalant, as if nothing serious had happened. How I hated him! I got panicky because in my school, if someone is caught cheating, he will be severely penalized. Even though I didn't help the boy in any way, his stealing looks at my answer sheet constituted a dishonest act. Exam over, I went up to the invigilator at home, explaining that I didn't aid and abet the boy's dishonest behavior. Having told me off for a while, the man teacher turned a deaf ear to me. Obviously, he didn't believe me at all. At the moment, I thought the boy might come over and explain it to the teacher, but he was seated there as if it were nothing to do with him. I couldn't find words adequate enough to describe how I was feeling then. When the teacher was going away, I tried to follow him, but pretty soon he disappeared from my sight. I got so desperate that I broke down in front of the other students. Fortunately, the other invigilator, who was a lady, came over and asked what the matter was. I poured it all out to her. The lady said, "Girl, you shouldn't have trusted him in the first place. You should have taken good care of your paper." Then she took out her phone and called the man teacher. In the call, she interceded with him on my behalf. When she finished, she reassured me that there should be nothing serious to worry about. Having bowed to her, showing my gratitude, I wiped off my tears before returning to my classroom. A good lesson this experience of mine teaches me: never to trust someone easily. We shouldn't get ourselves blinded by his superficial behavior or appearance. Where there's something pleasing to the eye or to the ear, there might lie a hidden danger.